Now, the Elephant and Castle near the South Bank in London is in the middle of an enormous programme of redevelopment. The Haygate Estate is being taken down stage by stage. Inside it, however, is something that might surprise the millions of people who pass by on a weekly basis, an urban forest. Matthew Wilson has been to meet the original gorilla gardener, Richard Reynolds, who lives on the 10th floor of a tower block opposite, to get a bird's eye view.
And we're looking out on classic London scene, but there's more to it than meets the eye, isn't there?
Yes, at the 10th floor, looking over what we call the Elephant and Castle Urban Forest. I began taking interest in the public space immediately below the building, doing guerrilla gardening in the street. And it was only about 4 years ago when I appreciated that there was a secret, hidden, central London woodland in another 70s council estate just over the roundabout. And this has become a major campaign and an exciting opportunity for some gardening, really at the frontier of the redevelopment around here.
Now, that estate, from your wonderful vantage point here on what is, I have to say, an absolutely glorious day. You couldn't have picked a better one to be here. I can see the blocks, I can see the graffiti on the tops of the blocks, and the whole thing's scheduled for demolition, isn't it?
That's it. The demolition has begun, and in a few places even the redevelopment has begun, higher and denser than before. So what we've been keen to ensure is that the amazing green infrastructure that was planted there in the early 70s and has now matured isn't all lost as part of that massive change. The estate's northern boundary is that great slab going off to the distance along the New Kent Road, and everything we see contains the forest inside, which of course at this time of the year is just a cloud of sort of dark brown twigs, but that is a complete canopy of deciduous trees from spring. And that's what the architect, Tim Tinker, built at the time, putting in very mature planes and lime trees. This was space that the residents could use. It was public. It's just that it was completely hidden away. And now, 40 years on, we see that vision being realized beyond perhaps what he even intended, because of course there isn't the maintenance going on to tame it. So what we have had for the last 3-4 years now is a relatively wild, deciduous woodland in Zone 1 central London, and a habitat that is an arena for guerrilla gardening and barbecues and joggers and artists of all kind, which has only very, very recently been sealed off for demolition. So demolition couldn't begin until the last resident left, and he did so at the end of last year. So finally the gate has been sealed. But today we have legitimate access to go and have a look at what remains and to see what will be coming.
Great.
Okay. So let's go to that. We're going to walk down Haygate Street. We'll then enter through the security gates and take a look where the heart of the forest still grows.
See you, okay?
The gate's even wide open. They must be expecting us.
Hello. I think we're on your list.
This is now the most accessible point in, underneath one of the old sealed-off raised pedestrian walkways.
There's something almost kind of, it's almost apocalyptic about it, isn't there? You know, you kind of, because the trees are in their winter state and not softening it, it's quite extraordinary. But there's deep piles of leaf litter, just like you get in a forest, you know, so all sorts of activity going on in there, and various bugs and whatever would be squirreling around in there having a good time.
This was the allotment. Containers around here, runner beans growing up the walls. You can see the remains of the bamboos and strings. There's still a green roof there with cabbages that have gone to seed. And on that high level walkway, the remains of the polytunnel.
Yeah, I was going to say, I can see a little bit of horticultural fleece up there. That's not what you expect to see on an estate walkway.
No. Adrian and those who were doing a lot of the gardening here really made use of every resource.
Yeah, it's ingenious, actually, because the dimensions are pretty good for putting a tunnel up, aren't they? And
the
nice
structure's
and sheltered.
In place. You've got the railings.
The trees are you know, comfortably 2-3 stories higher than the buildings now.
Yeah. That tree, for example, that's a silver maple that predates the estate. It's one of the few that think date back perhaps to the early 20th century, and that's very much protected.
And in terms of, you know, securing protection for the trees, obviously the actual built infrastructure of the estate is going. How difficult was that?
It was very difficult. And it was local residents, other than myself, who began the campaign mapping every tree, working out the value using the CAVAT approach that the developers and the council needed to appreciate to either retain or to compensate for. Whilst not everything we see here is going to stay, I think about half the trees. It's a figure we're going to have to watch closely as the development progresses, but it's staying. And it's given the developer the opportunity to present this space that exists as a new park, one of central London's biggest for a very long time. This dense copse over there, we call it Cuddington Copse, that's one of the key areas they're going to keep. It's very mature, it's very attractive. It will be a great focal point within the new development.
So what are the plans now? The kind of activity that has been taking place here presumably now is curtailed by all of that.
Yes, there's no more guerrilla gardening going on in this estate, certainly none that I'm aware of. The security is too great, the risks are too high. But the developer has made available small pockets of this area for legitimate activity. And as a guerrilla gardener, I've had to make that progression to signing leases and taking out insurance.
You've gone straight. What's happened? You've gone legit.
I'm a pragmatist. And whilst I continue to guerrilla garden on many frontiers in SE1, here in SE17, on the other side of the road, I've gone straight. And shock horror, I've had conversations with big developers. And that's because the opportunity they presented, whilst being a bit intimidating, there's a lot to take on, has been really exciting. And we have what we call a mobile gardener's park on the edge of the estate, which we hope within the next year to move to more or less where we're standing now and to be here for perhaps half a decade. And that's a great use of a space that otherwise would be sealed off during the very slow process of rebuilding it.
Matthew Wilson speaking to Richard Reynolds in The Elephant and Castle, and back in the potting shed now. Right, so on to another question, and this one from Andrew Grief, who writes, do the panel have suggestions for what I can use for brown, carbon-rich materials?